It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Dave Jackson. You can subscribe to this podcast by going out to schoolofpodcasting.com. Feel free to send me any comments out at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com. Today, we're going to talk about a couple different variations of ways that you can create your podcast. The first one is what I'm going to call live. This particular podcast is actually not. I am talking live now, but I'm going to be putting in the school bell and the announcer voice and all the music. That is actually all pre-saved. So to give an example of live software, things like Cast Blaster and other ones, you know, but Cast Blaster is probably the biggest known due to it being associated with Podshow, is a live type of software. Now you have, there's some new features on that. You know, you can have a looping background now and things like that. But typically, Cast Blaster is used to where you can talk into it and mix in things like sound effects and music as you go along. The alternative to that is what's called post-production, where you can actually record your live music or your live audio, whatever you're recording live, and then assemble it all later. Now, this is typically done in software that's called multi-tracking. And multi-tracking, you can think of as multi-sound. So, for instance, right now what you're listening to is one sound, is the sound of my voice, and you've also got music underneath of me. There's multi-sound, thus multi-track. And I can very precisely pick when things will increase in volume and when things will decrease in volume. One such software is called Mixcraft. If you were a member of the School of Podcasting, you could actually log in right now. I've got a 13-minute video showing you a lot of cool tricks and tips that you can do with this software, including, A, even though I just said multi-track usually means you're going to assemble things later, you can actually record things live with Mixcraft, as well as add effects. You can do crude but nonetheless effective editing in terms of being able to cut out things like and you knows, all the things that we love to say. The question is, well, which one is best for you? Well, there are advantages of each. The great thing, if you can record a live podcast, and typically I would say most the people that I hear using a live type of recording would be those types of couple shows, you know, PK and J, Keith and the Girl, Dawn and Drew, things like that. Not that they're using Cast Blaster, but they're recording their podcast live. And then they're mixing in sound effects as they go along in the case of PK and J. At least that's what I think. That's the fun of podcasting. You don't really know, but most of those are recorded live. And shows where you hear a lot of, an example of something that is obviously not recorded live is if you've ever heard P.W. Fenton's Digital Flotsam, phenomenal production on that podcast. And that obviously is all done post-production. He's actually using a software package called Adobe Audition. It's a very nice software package. It also comes with one of the heftiest price tags in all of the software that's pretty much used for podcasting. So to give you an example of which one to use, I do a podcast for a website called BattlingBands.com. If I do that live and I've got four songs, I know I've got at least, you know, let's say each song is 4 minutes long. There's 16 minutes to listen to each song and then do an intro and outro for each. So let's say I'm going to spend, oh, I don't know, 40 minutes making that podcast. If I use multi-track, all I have to do is record my intros and outros. Let's say those are 2 minutes apiece. There's 10 minutes. And then line up the songs. I don't have to listen to each song. So it's going to cut out at least 20 minutes of recording that podcast. So there's an example of when to use one, when to use another one. Now, what some people will do is they'll use their multi-track recorder to make some sort of skit with sound effects and things like that, and then play that skit that they created in a multi-track recorder in a live environment, such as Cast Blaster. So there is no right or wrong answer. It's just you have to know the ins and outs of both, and so you can decide which one is best for you. So that's some insights into how you can record your podcast. You can either record it live with a microphone right into your computer, maybe adding sound effects as you go along, or you can do what's called post-production, typically using multi-tracking software where you can precisely layer sounds on top of each other and affect things like volume level, panning, as well as in some cases adding effects such as compression and reverb. So we hope you've enjoyed this insight into podcasting from the School of Podcasting.com. Now, right now, you better hurry because we're only accepting a few more beta students as we get ready for our big, big launch. So go out to schoolofpodcasting.com, sign up as a beta user, and we have over 220 resources and tutorials. In fact, in the past 2 weeks, we've added over 20 resources and two more tutorials. So go out, check it out. Thanks for subscribing, and we'll see you again soon with more tips and insights into podcasting from the School of Podcasting.com, because you deserve to be famous.